Today I thought I would have a children's story. So I'd invite children to come forward, sit in the front row. And firstly, I'd like to ask, how many children like horses? Oh, there is one back there. So this is a story about a horse, actually, and it's not a horse that I knew, but I heard about it on the Faith FM radio, actually. And we have a speaker called Lloyd. Lloyd is a pastor, but he tells a story about when he was a boy. Now, why do we like horses? Why do you like horses? What can horses do? They can run, can't they? They gallop, actually. They go very fast. And they can trot. And I think people like them because they do go fast. In fact, before cars, of course, they only had horses. Oh, well, they had camels, but not very many. And people still like horses to run fast. In fact, people love, maybe none of us do, but the people love horse races. And Lloyd and his brothers, they knew about horse races. In fact, they knew about the biggest race in Australia, the Melbourne Cup. And one day, Lloyd and his brothers were going to visit somebody's farm. And they were excited because they knew that one of the Melbourne Cup winners was retired there. And they thought, wow, we'll get to see Vanderham. That was his name. They were excited. And so they went up to the farm, and of course their parents were talking with the farm owners. And they were sitting on the seats waiting for a chance to get away. And the parents were, what were they doing? They were talking. And then they talked some more. Lloyd and his brothers got more impatient. And finally, they thought, look, let's just go. So they just excused themselves and went out to the back paddock. And there in the distance, they could see this big horse, and they looked, wow, look at that horse. That must be Vanderham. And Vanderham prancing around, and they could see big strong horse, his mane waving in the wind, his tail, and they ran down to the paddock. Now, there was lots of grass, of course, but you know, most of the grass in the paddock was already eaten. So they thought, yeah, look, we'll pick some grass and then we'll feed him. And so they did. They picked up some clumps of grass. They went up to the fence and they offered it. You know, they shouted. And sure enough, this big horse came up, started eating the grass out of their hands. And they thought, this was great. They could pat him, fed him, and they thought this was terrific, this big, mighty horse. And Lloyd was excited. And they were feeding the horse, and then Lloyd saw another horse, an older horse, a little ways away, and he thought, well, I'll go and feed that one as well. So he went and got some more grass, fed that horse, petted him. And then, after a while, they realized, hey, somebody's trying to call them back to the house. Oh, well, better go, I guess. And so they went back to the house, and one of the older people who worked on the farm saw them, and he said, hey, did you see that horse, Vanderham? He said, yeah, we saw him, we petted him. these look so big and strong. And about this time, the parents were about ready to go. And they were talking to this man, and he said, "Wait a minute. Vanderham is a little horse. That big horse you were petting, that wasn't Vanderham. It was a horse that Lloyd had gone and given some grass to." So Lloyd was the only one who actually petted Vanderham. What do you think of that? Remember, what's the lesson we can learn from that? Sometimes things are not what they seem. Sometimes we have to look to somebody who doesn't look big, tall, strong, beautiful, but somebody whose heart is right.